5, Admin Committee Meeting. Alderman Coke, Alderman Folger, Alderman Cornelius, city staff here. All right, so, any citizens online?
None.
No citizens in our room. Last meeting, February 19, 2025, first order of business, minutes for correction, floor approval.
I'm good.
Good?
I'm going into those, into the record as presented. New business item number 1, 2025-09, budget report for February of 2025.
So you can see the two crazy sales tax months in the January and February columns there. The March numbers were released, which are Christmas sales. They were aligned with historical norms. I think they were up a couple percentage points from the prior.
Five and six, so it's on, you know, the larger end of norm, but yeah.
Yeah, so not the 30-40% increase that we've seen those past 2 months. We did figure out, based on looking at business-specific data, that there were some larger payments coming from Target that had some back sales tax info to pay. So we don't know that that explains all the variance that we've seen those 2 months, but a significant increase, so I might have just been that you touched it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You just slide it down if you don't want, yeah. It's finicky.
Come on, Ken.
Other than that, everything else is relatively in order. If anybody has questions about the other line items, happy to answer.
Good. Excellent. That's our information item, as always, treasurer's report. And new business item number 2, ADM 2025-10.
Treasurer's report for the month ended February 28th of 2025. Beginning fund balance of $31,282,285. Year-to-date revenues of $109,247,687. Year-to-date expenses of $54,886,805. For a projected ending fund balance of $85,643,168.
Questions?
No.
Perfectly read, as usual.
Thank you.
Consent agenda, guys?
Yes.
Excellent, we'll do that. Two related items, new business 3A and 3B. Review invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 for February 2025 and March 11th, 2025.
This is informational, as always, but happy to answer questions if there are any.
I'm good.
What's the street sweep, specifically, for the lighting, amperage, $10,000?
Just used for street lighting? Loss of stress creep used for street lighting, I don't know off the top of my head.
We can find out for you.
Yep, no, that's fine, I'm just curious, I won't cut my attention. Yep.
I'm supposed to have questions. Put them on the spot.
All right.
We'll get clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, excellent. And we got our break in the meeting here, new business item number 4, ADM 2025-12, our monthly website report for February.
Holding steady for the month of February, almost exactly the same website hits for January and visited pages. So we're glad to see that jobs are up there, we have been posting quite a few. So glad that people are getting the information there. Also, socials are growing as ever. We still haven't gone down a month in followers, so that's great. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Questions? Good. I do have a question, not about like website reports, but as we pump this stuff out there, have we ever done like an employee spotlight or anything to kind of introduce members of staff?
Not on social media. We do include some photos and usually announcements in the annual report.
Right.
So everybody has an idea, and then we've been trying to bring everybody to city council meetings as we've been hiring them, so that at the very least, you all at least know.
Right.
You know, what somebody looks like after.
Fair enough. You guys have any questions? Awesome, thanks, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
And new business item number 5, ADM 2025-13, resolution approving intra-fi cash service deposit placement agreement.
So the insured cash sweep program is kind of an alternative to the account we have right now with PMA and Associated Bank. It earns a significantly larger amount of interest. It's at 4.55% versus the 2.23% that we're earning in the account at Associated. Basically, the way it works is we can deposit an amount over $250,000. So for instance, if we put in $10 million on paper, it would be spread out over 40 different banks that are all FDIC insured, so we would get the $250,000 coverage. But it would all be at one bank, the Bank of China, which is the agreement that PMA has for this program. So we'd be able to maintain liquidity, get a competitive rate of interest without any additional risk, because it's FDIC insured, which means it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. So that's what this would do. And again, it's just an alternative to the account we have over at Associated right now.
So explain the Bank of China thing to me.
Well, the Bank of China is it's a foreign bank operating, well, as you know, operating in the United States, but it has to, you know, it's monitored by the Federal Reserve. It's FDIC insured, has been since they began operations in 1981. They have a couple of branches. Their headquarters is in New York, but they do have offices in Los Angeles and Chicago. And again, it's just like any other bank. They're federally regulated. They have to, you know, obey all United States banking laws, no different than BMO, which is the Bank of Montreal, or HSBN, which is Hong Kong Singapore Bank. They just happen to go by the Bank of China.
Just a name. So with the changes in the political spectrum right now, does that have any kind of effect?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, it's FDIC, the money's FDIC insured.
Okay.
So unless, you know, the federal government goes insolvent, which is highly unlikely,
it should be fine. There's been talk that FDIC regulations may be changed to eliminate that insurance, and if that happens, obviously we'll pull our money back. And, you know,
I know. We're doing. There's other things like that. I see from the federal level that, a lot of the stuff can't come from there anymore.
You mean, so, as far as like manufactured China goods,
yeah, tariffs and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
None of that would apply to this.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing it on my end, so I was just wondering when I seen this, I was like, how is this happening? But I can't get printed circuit boards.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kiboshed all that, so. All right, that's all. Tonight got my attention.
Is this something that we'd like to, assuming it moves forward, renew every year? Year over year?
We would need to renew it. I mean, once I have approval to be in the program, I would just sign the appropriate paperwork, okay, and we'd be all set.
So how long have we been in the one that we're currently in, then, the Associated Bank?
The collateralized account we've been in since 2019, 18, so quite a while.
Is it similar to withdrawals and all that fun stuff that's in there, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can do 6 withdrawals a month, which is probably 5 more than we would ever need.
Okay.
But, yeah, there is a limit of 6. But, again, I don't think that's going to be an issue for the city.
Right. Okay. Questions?
Yeah, I think
you might
so.
Want. Well, unless you just want to explain what the Bank of China is to them, your choice. No? All right. Maybe the Bank of Japan may cover it better. All right, we'll throw that in a standard agenda. Thanks, Rob.
Hey, thank you.
Yep. And we have one more item here. New business item number 6, ADM 2025-14. That's our travel expense authorization for elected officials for fiscal year 2026.
It's the memo explains all of the travel that we expect for elected officials in FY26. This is required. We did an employee manual amendment a few years ago, and it's just really to be transparent in what we're spending money on as you travel throughout the state and elsewhere. So it outlines the annual conference in Chicago that you all attend, the Metro West drive down, and then the ICSC recon show for FY27. So that's May of 2026, just how the calendar ends. We do travel. We've actually already done it for this year's in advance. So if anybody has any questions, we did follow all the federal rates for the increases for mileage and hotel stays, and then we left air at the same.
Questions? That's just the upper end spend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't budget for the full amount.
For everybody, yeah.
So it's just a pre-authorization is required per state statute.
Got it. Pretty standard stuff.
I don't know how to see her this year.
Hmm?
Before he leaves, maybe he's going to do a tour.
You never know. It's already authorized. Right. So, yeah, this
it,
is for the future year.
Consent agenda. We'll have Chris move it off if he has.
I don't think you will have to have the big title one you might be coming out to.
Yeah.
Or John.
There you go. Excellent. There's no old business. There'll be additional business.
No,
good. All right. Not Joe's record, but we'll call the meeting to close at 6:11.